Eisenhower wanted to attack even before New Year's Eve, but Monty, commanding the forces, all American, on the northern shoulder of the bulge, stalled and shivered and made excuses, so it did not happen. For Easy, that meant staying in the line. Conditions improved somewhat. The men got overshoes and long underwear and sometimes hot food. But the cold continued. The snow did not go away. The Germans hit the company with mortar and artillery fire daily. Patrols had to be mounted. German patrols had to be turned back. On December 29th, Easy was in the same woods it had occupied for 9 days. With the clear weather, the men on OP duty could see Foy below them and Noville across open fields and along the road about 2 kilometers to the north. Shifty Powers came in from an OP to report to First Sergeant Lipton. "Sergeant," he said, "there's a tree up there toward Noville that wasn't there yesterday." Powers had no binoculars, but Lipton did. Looking through them, Lipton could not see anything unusual, even after Powers pinpointed the spot for him. One reason Lipton had trouble was that the object was not an isolated tree. There were a number of trees along the road in that area. Lipton expressed some doubts, but Powers insisted it had not been there the previous day. Lipton studied the spot with his binoculars. He saw some movement near the tree and then more movement under other trees around it. Then he saw gun barrels, 88s by their appearance, as they were elevated, and 88s were the basic German anti-aircraft weapon as well as ground artillery piece. Lipton realized that the Germans were putting an anti-aircraft battery in among the trees and had put up the tree Powers spotted as part of their camouflage. Lipton put in a call for a forward artillery observer. When he arrived, he saw what Powers and Lipton had seen. He got on the radio, talking to a battery of 105mm back in Bastogne. When he described the target, he had no trouble getting approval for full battery fire, despite the short supply of artillery ammunition. To zero in on the target, the observer called for a round on a position he could locate on his map, about 300 meters to the right of the trees. One gun fired and hit the target. Then he shifted the aim 300 meters to the left and called for all the battery's guns to lay in on the same azimuth and range. When he got a report that all was ready, he had his guns fire for effect several rounds from each gun. Shells started exploding all around the German position. Lipton watched through his binoculars as the Germans scrambled to get out of there, salvaging what they could of their guns, helping wounded to the rear. Within an hour, the place was deserted,